You're listening to the Grow Great Daily Brief, number 224, Monday, June the 10th, 2019. Why you should ignore the power of others. Happy Monday. My name is Randy Cantrell. I'm your host here. The website is growgreat.com. I hope you'll subscribe to the podcast. Thanks for listening. Clicking play for today. I'm picking on today's topic because, well, it's my wife's birthday. And she's living proof, at least to me, of the power of others. We began dating as teenagers, and we have been married for over 41 years. And to imagine going through this life without her power, well, that's just beyond anything that I'm able to fathom. Thankfully, I have not had to. So happy birthday to her. If you happen to connect with me at LinkedIn, I'd encourage you to do that. By visiting connectwithrandy.com, connectwithrandy.com. If you do connect with me there, you will see the first line of my tagline says, helping small business owners and entrepreneurs leverage the power of others. The power of others. It's a critical phrase because it's one of the very best points of leverage that I believe any of us can have as leaders. And, well, we can all have it if we want it. It's also critical because of how strongly I believe in it. And belief is a major component in our lives because our beliefs drive our behaviors. And this particular belief in the power of others, it drives my behavior to serve small business owners by helping them leverage the enormous value they can derive from being inside the smartest room possible. It's not about being the smartest person in the room, but it's about being in a smarter room. Why not? Why not? It's the question that has driven my entire professional life. And it was the point of last Friday's daily brief, pursuing unreasonable and impractical achievements. You know, when other people question whether or not something can be done, I'm going to ask, well, why not? I mean, why can't we figure out a way to do that? Why not leverage the power of others? It's a great question. It's not today's question. Today we're answering the question, why should you ignore the power of others? Well, let's dive in. Answer number one, because you don't believe in it. There are a lot of people who don't believe in leveraging the power of others. I don't know. There's a variety of reasons, I suppose. Some may think that they're smarter than everybody else, but they don't realize that it's not really about intellect. It's not about education. It's not about skills or know-how. More often than not, it's about vantage point. It's about perspective. But If you don't believe in the help that you can seize from others or in the help that you can provide them, well, nothing else matters, all right? You believe what you believe. Answer number two, because you won't listen to anybody else anyway. I mean, some people are just know-it-alls. Maybe that's you. I hope not. But there are many people who they still just don't listen to others. You don't have to be a know-it-all in order to ignore others. You just have to be stubborn enough, arrogant enough to think, nobody's got a viewpoint or an opinion or insight or experience that's comparable in value to my own. Answer number three, because you're more focused on what you know than what you don't. People who fixate on their knowledge tend to not be curious enough to desire more deep understanding or learning. I mean, never mind how they came to learn what they already know. Hint, hint, somebody likely helped teach them. And we can get snarky and we can nickname them bliss, as in ignorance is bliss. The gaps in their understanding go ignored because they're trumped by that vast knowledge that they feel they already have. So answer three of why you wouldn't care about the power of others is you're more focused on what you know than what you don't. Answer number four, because you discount the value of others. Prejudice and bias, these corrupt the opportunity that many of us would have to learn, to understand, and to grow based on the insights of others. You know, for example, it's common for owners of big companies to discount whatever insights might be offered by a business owner who's operating a company with lower revenues or a lower headcount. I mean, hey, why should I listen to anything he's got to say? He's doing half the revenue we're doing. That level of bigotry is a valid reason to ignore the power of others. Answer number five, because you're uninterested in growing your business, your leadership, and your life. Maybe you're the person who answers questions about growth with, nah, I'm good. I mean, I'm not going to shoot down complacency. It's your life. You can choose to live it any way that you want, including being complacent. I mean, bully for you. I'm not going to judge it. It's not how I want to roll, and it's not who I want to serve, but those are my choices. And each of us, we've got to decide the way we want to go. I want to help small business owners who are not offended by the label operator. People who love their customers, people who love the work they do, owners who are close to the work, owners who want to grow, owners who are willing to define growth any way they choose to. Serving small business owners, regardless of revenue, regardless of headcount, driven to achieve more, these are the people that I'm attracted to serve. These are my people. I love these people. I respect these people. Now imagine being surrounded by seven other small business owners who, along with you, make up the safest room possible for every member. What's said in the room stays in the room. What happens in the room stays in the room. It's a sanctuary where nobody is tempted to violate the confidentiality. A room where nobody is judging each other because everybody respects each other. Each person has a business to run, and how each person chooses to operate their business is completely up to that person, not the group. In short, this room is ruled by compassion, courage, and confidentiality. The group is driven by those C's that I'm always talking about: compassion, connection, communication, collaboration, culture. Now, bring to the forefront of your mind the one thing that troubles you. Not the one thing that's troubling you right now, this one temporary fire that you've got, because we've all got a scad of those. But the one thing that seems to be the recurring problem for you, the thing that you know is holding you back and holding your company back, the problem that you just can't quite seem to conquer and keep it conquered. Now imagine you're surrounded by these seven people who get it, every single one of them. Seven other people surround you who understand what it is to endure what you're enduring. They can relate. And that drives their empathy to become compassion. And compassion requires action. Empathy doesn't. And these people are driven to help you. Now, as you think about this big ongoing problem, this big constraint, you realize that you're not having to work very hard to summons up the courage to ask these people for their insight. A systematic discussion is led as the group dives in to help you finally conquer this problem. Nobody's making the decision for you. That's not why they're here. But they are all working hard to help you figure out what decision you most want to make. And as you listen and as you answer their questions, they're asking questions to make sure they and you understand the problem as clearly as possible. And as you listen to all of this and participate, you hear the stories of their experiences. And some of them, they have experienced very similar problems to yours. And hearing them share those insights is valuable, and it causes you to think of some things that, frankly, you hadn't thought of before. The process makes you aware of why you love this group and this experience. If people think that we live in a three-dimensional world, you have learned that you are now in an eight-dimensional world that provides you with so many different viewpoints and angles that the clarity that you now experience is vastly improved from what it was before you surrounded yourself with these people. You're exposed to perspectives and experiences and insights and talents and know-hows and strengths that you would have never had access to were it not for these people and their willingness to surround you and their willingness to have you be part of a group that surrounds them. Everybody wins. And because of the result of this, there is another C word: change. We all call it growth, but that's exactly what this change is all about. It's about the joint commitment of each member to grow and help the others grow. The peer advantage is the culmination of my life's experience and know-how to create the smartest virtual rooms possible to serve small business owners. Now, I'm smart enough to serve, smart enough to help assemble a very smart room, smart enough to guide and direct a group intent on high achievement, and plenty smart enough to know that me plus seven dynamite small business owners has exponentially more power than anything else that I know of in helping every member grow great. I'm currently building the first group of seven and I'm looking for a few specific members to enroll. Now, if you're not among these categories, I still want you to apply because I'm building more than one group. You can find out all the details by going to thepeeradvantage.com. So what I'm about to say isn't a restriction, but it's more of an immediate request. I'm looking for a female entrepreneur who owns a construction trade company. It's such a novel thing for a woman to own and operate a blue-collar, trade-oriented enterprise. I believe that her insights and her experiences can be highly valuable to the group. So I'm looking for a female entrepreneur who owns a construction trade company. I'm also looking for an entrepreneur who is steeped in economic and financial data. I don't really have a specific industry in mind, but I'm interested in a business owner whose business necessitates being very aware of economic trends and financial analysis. I'm looking for an entrepreneur in manufacturing. I don't really care about the distribution. I care about the manufacturing and any type of manufacturing. And lastly, I'm looking for business owners headquartered here in America, but who also conduct business outside of America. So if you're an owner of a business headquartered here in America, and you do business here in America, but you also do business outside of the United States, I'm interested. Now, again, this doesn't mean that I'm uninterested in other people. I'm interested in enrolling business owners from just about every industry, every sector. I hope that you will visit the website, thepeeradvantage.com. Complete that application today. The focus of our work together in this group is squarely aimed at hitting the trifecta of successful business building: getting new customers, serving existing customers better, not going crazy in the process. Be well, do good, grow great. The website is growgreat.com. My name is Randy Cantrell. The Lord willing, we'll pick this up tomorrow. Let's make this a great week.